As the new school year gets ready to begin, or actually in some areas already has started, the new year brings with it the return of many priorities for students and educators. Among these is the issue of student bullying. Now, while the actions can take place out of the sight of many, their impact is still felt very strongly by the victims of bullying, who can either fight back or surrender to in what is often depression and even suicide. My first guest this week chose to, fortunately, fight back, and her fight became the foundation for what has become Strength in Numbers Against School Bullies. She is the founder of Students Against Being Bullied, Ashley Craig. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Great to have you back here, especially as we get ready for the school year to start, because this really does, I think what your work does with Students Against Being Bullied is you give a voice and empowerment to someone who, because of what's inflicted upon them, is made to feel almost like a hostage.
Yeah, you're right. It's completely right. That's completely right.
Let me give you the website, too, where you can learn more about this. And more importantly, if you are a parent or an educator in a school system, how you can bring Ashley's program into your school if you haven't already. It's studentsagainstbeingbullied.org, studentsagainstbeingbullied.org. Just as a recap, Ashley, what was the catalyst for you forming this organization?
The catalyst for me forming the organization was, one, I was bullied terribly in seventh grade in middle school. And I realized that I had three things. I had my parents, I had my family, and I had the school, and I also had a bunch of friends. So that was definitely, it helped me get to that experience, and I realized how many students don't actually have that. So then I moved on to eighth grade when a friend of mine confided in me that he was going to commit suicide because of the bullying that he's experiencing. And that's when I really started to think of ways that could make a difference and things that could change. And that's when the program really did start.
Something I think your organization does, too, is it helps bridge the generation gap, because the parents, the older people, when they think of bullying, they think of how it was like back in their day. And, you took it. It was a rite of passage. I mean, there's all these cliches that went along with it. And I won't mention any specific names, but we've seen time after time where students were bullied to the point where they did end their lives. And in this day of social media, they have Facebook pages set up in memoriam to the person who took their life. And even at that point, just to show you demonstrate how much more evil the bullies are right now, they'll bully the person when they're literally and figuratively in the grave through social media.
Exactly. I've seen multiple pages like that, and it's absolutely, quite honestly, frankly, disgusting to think that after a suicide is committed. But it happens all the time. And I think that's one of the downfalls of social media.
Now, what Ashley does with the organization is an hour-long presentation, which she's presented well over 100 times at this point, just in comparison to other organizations, the short time that Students Against Being Bullied has existed. And your program basically consists in four phases. Talk about those four phases, what the entail, and what your target is and purpose is with those phases.
Okay, well, there's four phases. Phase one is student involvement. Phase two is spreading awareness. Phase three is parent involvement. And phase four is community outreach. By far, the most important phases are phase one and phase two, and that's student involvement and spreading awareness. Student involvement includes through text lines, after-school activity meetings, and safe areas. And the purpose of that is literally what the title of the phase is, and that's student involvement. We want to get the students involved. We want to help the victims. We want to rehabilitate the offenders. And we want to activate the bystanders. Phase two is spreading awareness. Spreading awareness is what I do. I've done over 130 presentations across the country. Absolutely love it. And my goal is to not only, one, end bullying. Yeah, some people say it's an unrealistic goal, but one is to end bullying, but also spread awareness about it. Try and put a positive spin on the anti-bullying movement. When people think about anti-bullying, it's kind of doom and gloom, but the fact that we can make a difference, students and adults alike, is something I think that should be echoed through every school and every organization that is possible.
Talk with Ashley Craig, who is the founder of Students Against Being Bullied, studentsagainstbeingbullied.org on the web. So you can find out more information about how to bring her program into your school here in New Jersey. If you're listening on the stream anywhere across the country, studentsagainstbeingbullied.org, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I think it's so important to actually how you use the word involvement, student involvement, parent involvement, because you have two options in life. You could become an observer or a participant. And for students and parents alike and educators, when we say parents, that's who should also be included in that realm, at least I think, at least.
Yes.
You have to be involved because watching and commenting and reacting after something happens is not going to give create a pathway to a solution.
You're so right.
Is there more of a contrast or a comparison with the before and after reactions you see from people who attend your programs, as far as, you know, their oh wow moments, their understanding, their confession, their regrets? You know, is there more common ground between the generations that you get to talk with, or is there a difference that you think has to really be worked on?
You know, I think after watching a presentation, my presentation highlights a lot of the bully side victims, and bully side being the suicide caused by the depression caused by bullying. So I think there's a wow factor in there because we see how many faces we've lost, how many people we've lost, how many lives we've lost. And I think that is definitely helping me in merging the generation gap. I mean, of course, I met people who said that bullying is not an issue, that in the 1970s, 1980s, when you were bullied, you would, you know, go out on the playground, you'd have a fight, and then you'd walk out best friends. But now the problem is that kids are walking into school, they're being bullied in school, they're walking home, they're on their Facebook and their MySpace and their Twitter accounts and their Instagram and their, you name it, and they're on it, and their phones, and they're seeing it constantly. And that's why there's a lot of increase in suicide, because they can't escape it. So there's definitely a difference in bullying now versus then, and I think we're finally starting to have people see that.
And just like what we talk about often with medical experts, the earlier a diagnosis is reached, the faster you can alleviate a problem. And that's also important with someone who was a bully, because that young bully, in the majority of the cases, won't throw it out as a blanket statement, but in the majority of the cases, that bully as a youngster becomes an abuser as an older teen and young adult, too.
Yeah, so that's proven. I mean, it's common sense, and recently it's actually been put into legislation. And so that's why I've been working a lot with law enforcement agencies, trying to break the chain of violence now versus trying to break it later.
When you talk about the schools and law enforcement, elected leaders and educators, how quickly did they see what you were doing with students against being bullied, say, you've got something, and supported you? Or was, maybe to a surprise / disappointment, was finding the support you needed from the powers, people in power, was that more difficult initially to corral into your situation?
Well, my high school jumped right on board, and a few local organizations jumped right on board. And we've just been taking what we can get. I got to say that we've had extreme luck when it comes to getting people on board and spreading the word. We've had amazing success in that. So that's, I can guarantee that that's why the program is as big as it is now, because a lot of people jumped on board, legislators, local, you know, business owners, school officials, that kind of stuff.
Might be on time with Ashley Craig, who is the founder of Students Against Being Bullied. That's studentsagainstbeingbullied.org on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, school is about to start in most places, a couple of places around the country it's already started. And if a student has been a victim of bullying in the previous school year, and that just means they are just dreading going back into that darkness that the calendar is mandating that they go into, what's the best advice you can give that student right now?
I would say, you know, as much as difficult as it is, don't be afraid and find someone you can trust and tell them. Don't keep it in. Don't hide it. There's people out there to help, and you just got to find them.
And for you as an educator here in New Jersey, anywhere in the country, because Ashley has experience and knowledge and will travel and bring this wisdom to your student body, your educators, elected officials and parents and families, you can go to studentsagainstbeingbullied.org, find out more details about her various programs, the elements of them, the success, the many successes of them, and the way that the program presented by Students Against Being Bullied connects and makes a difference to compel action as opposed to reaction after something drastic and dire and even deadly happens. So learn more about the work at studentsagainstbeingbullied.org. She is the founder and leader. There's an understatement, by the way, leader in this cause for Students Against Being Bullied, Ashley Craig. Ashley, continued success, and it's been amazing just watching this whole thing grow from the beginning. And I know you got a lot of growth and a lot of missions still left ahead of you, but my bet's on you.